Hi everybody, Andy here again. Well, today another sort of fairly momentous day, I think. Made one of those decisions that I've been talking about in previous booze and videos and all that type of thing. Today I went out and actually sorted out buying a car. So effectively I bought a car. And for me, this is quite a momentous occasion in some ways. I've never ever had a brand new car before, which is what this will be. We'll probably end up picking it up at the end of next week. Yes, the newest car I've ever driven was a hire car, which had about 100 miles on the clock, I think, something like that. And one of the reasons for that is that I've never been a great car buff or something. Cars have never been something that particularly interested me. Yes, I have a certain amount of interest, but they've been a tool from getting from A to B. It's never been one of those things that I've always admired some cars, but it's never been a sort of an ambition of mine to own a Ferrari or, you know, one of these type of things. It's never been, you know, something that I've bought magazines about cars or anything like that. Yes, I watch some Formula One motor racing, but I can take it or leave it. And with cars, I can take them or leave them. As I said, they're a tool from getting from A to B. But it is amazing when you get into these new cars and you start getting into them, how you notice these little things. As I said, I'm not a particularly experienced driver. I haven't driven that many different types of cars in my time, unlike some people that I know. And yet, when you do a test drive, as we did a couple of days ago, yesterday, I test drove two cars, including the one that I've just bought, which is a Ford Fiesta, Z-Tech, as it happens. And you start to feel a bit like Jeremy Clarkson. For those people who have watched the Top Gear programme on BBC, and I know it's very popular across the world, you start noticing little things about how nippy the car is, how the gear changing is, how it handles, and all this sort of thing. Something that I've never given any real thought to at all. But talking to my son afterwards, comparing notes about something, this car was a little bit nippier, this one felt nicer, it was easier, the gear changing was that much more smooth, the ride was a bit smoother, little things like that, and you start noticing all these types of differences, and it's amazing how you can get into something like that so quickly. Yes, you're spending a lot of money on something like this, you should be taking notice of it, and you should be making sure that you're getting the deal that you want, you're getting the car that you want, and you're not spending a lot of money on something that you might not like further down the road. But I never expected that sort of experience myself. It's something that actually surprised me, and I suddenly realised I'd noticed these things, because I never thought that I would notice sort of small details like that. So there you go, it's one of those things that's happening to me. As I said, I should be picking it up next week. I've actually got a pretty good deal out of it as well. Managed to get a fair amount of money, and actually a better car than we envisaged getting in the first place, I think, so that's not bad. Another thing that's happening tomorrow, should have mentioned in my last boo, I think, as well, is the fact I've actually got a job interview tomorrow, which is, it's only for a part-time job, but as I've said to other people, that's pretty much all that I want at the moment, because I'm exploring other avenues that some of you may know about. So, you know, it will still enable me to do that and see where these things go. So, lots of different things going on. and as I said, I will try and relay some of these as we go along. So, another bit of a momentous day. Hopefully some good news tomorrow, or fairly shortly tomorrow. And then a new car. And I should feel a bit strange driving that around. I think it's one of those things you're going to be sort of gingerly going around the streets, I should imagine. Anyway, I'll leave it there, and hopefully I shall speak to you again tomorrow. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you then. Goodbye.